Speaking of the MCCSC, we head to Jackson Creek to catch up with our good friend and principal, Dave Piller. Dave, happy holidays. Happy New Year. How are you this morning?
Good morning, guys. Welcome back, class. Good to hear you.
Thank you. Thank you. And you were back yesterday. What did you guys do over the two-week break that allowed you to get caught up inside your building, or did everybody just sit back and put their feet up?
You know, I'll tell you what, it was a reasonably low-key break. Our building's in great shape. You know, Chris Gioli and his staff does a great job, and our custodial team's awesome. So that part was taken care of. And we're like North and the other middle schools where we're on a semester schedule, so it was mainly about getting grades finished up and report cards prepared to send home at the end of this week, and getting schedules and making sure they were ready to go for the kids when they came back yesterday. We had 5 new students enroll yesterday. We're looking at 2 or 3 more today, we hear. So lots of people hearing the good word of MCCSC and wanting to join up.
Excellent news. And I bet it doesn't hurt where we haven't had any weather issues that helped or hurt with scheduling that end of first semester exams or whatever else it is. Talk about just how that makes your life much easier when you don't have half days, weather days, or any delays.
Oh, that's huge. That's huge. I think today is day 90, if I'm not mistaken. I think today is exactly halfway through the school year. So at the end of the day today, the year will be halfway over, believe it or not. But to make it this far into the year without any delays or cancellations, you know, logistics, obviously, like you mentioned, it's the thing with the tests, with the assignments, with the activities. But it's also, this time of year, it's huge because you've got concerts, you've got celebrations, you've got athletic events. And to not have to reschedule any of those, that's a great deal. And, you know, I really I sympathize for our friends and colleagues up at Plainfield and Franklin and Danville that are dealing with all the things in the news that they've had to alter their schedules and change some things. But fortunately, with the weather and with how everyone's all in and trying to accomplish a goal together, we're in good shape here right now so far.
And you mentioned the Danville, Plainfield, Franklin situations. It doesn't sound like there's been any hard discoveries on what has led to that or what has caused that. But the interesting fact, and the reason I bring this up with you, I know security is near and dear to you, is that's one of the things you're working on, school security in your life, is the inconvenience right now in Plainfield is they're not allowed to bring backpacks. And if you told me 3 weeks ago that would be the result of it, I think that's an okay solution as of right now.
Yeah, you know what? We really don't allow them ourselves here anyway. Security is a part of that, but there's also, again, a space and logistics thing. If we've got 30 or 35 kids in a science lab or a family and consumer science lab or even a math classroom, the last thing we need is 30 backpacks in the aisleways and in the room and around the room and just kind of dealing with the things that happen when you have that. You know, everyone's been to the Y or to the park or something and accidentally picked up a bag, or some people not accidentally picked up things, and you just kind of avoid that. So that's already been a part of our plan and a part of our system. So easy transition as far as that goes. But, you know, again, everything's in good shape. And you know, they had a situation at North, and Jeff was on it, as always. And so everything's in great shape around here.
Dave, you were scheduling already for next year?
Yeah, you know, that's what I said, is that as soon as we get this year up and running back kind of in July, August, it's already starting to think, okay, what are we going to do for next year? And we are, at the end of this week, I make my annual runs to my elementary schools that the kids from Lakeview and Templeton and Childs feed into Jackson Creek 100%. We get a little over the half of the kids from Binford, and then we get a handful of kids from university, and then a few random students from some of the other elementaries, but I'll be heading out Thursday and Friday to visit those schools and to talk to kids that are in sixth grade about what options they have for seventh grade, and then that'll kind of culminate with next Monday night. Anyone that's coming to Jackson Creek will have our elective orientation night where parents can come in, meet some of the elective teachers, see the space, see the facilities, and so that they and their kids can think about what they want their schedule to be. So we certainly would encourage people to come out for that. And, of course, Tri-North and Bachelor are doing the same thing. And then the high schools also, guys. That, believe it or not, the high schools are in it's their time of year as well. And next Monday night, 6 o'clock at North, anyone that's going to be a freshman or a new student at North next school year, Monday at 6, then the following Tuesday, the 19th at South, they have their event. Same thing for any incoming freshmen for the class, the 16-17 school year, and any new students from the community that can be joining up. And then, of course, the Academy has an information night on the 27th coming up towards the end of the month. So North, South, and the Academy are all getting ready for next year, too. So as our eighth graders get ready to transition up. There's lots of information out there and lots of opportunities for students and families to learn about the options of MCCSC and to get comfortable with a big new building.
How much planning can you do moving forward, knowing that the referendum is quote-unquote up in the air, or you're not sure how that's going to work itself out? How much does that affect your day-to-day operations in the schools? And I'm going to ask you and every other administrator I talk to the rest of the year that same question.
Yeah, you know what, day-to-day, I can't say that it has a major influence. Obviously, that the referendum is good through the 16-17 school year, so we're going to plan here at the building level, until we hear differently. We're going to plan for the 16th school year moving full steam ahead, and I'm certainly optimistic that the community is going to continue to support, and that's the important thing. This is the continuance of what we've been doing for the last four and a half, almost 5 years. This is not new. This is not extra. This is not excessive. This is simply a continuance. And again, if you look at I don't want to sound like a recording, but if you look at the world-class programming, you look at the opportunities our students have at every level, and you look at the successes that we've had in the classroom, on the field of competition, in the music arena, in the art arena, in theater, competitive speech, everything across the board. That I think it's pretty obvious that continuing what has been started is in the best interest of everybody around.
Dave Piller is our guest this morning. He's the principal at Jackson Creek Middle School. Keith, wrap us up.
Well, Dave, you've got Project Lead the Way and Martin Luther King Day coming up.
Busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a bunch. January's the busiest. Just a couple of things coming up. This Saturday at the warehouse, there's a big event for Riley. Joe Doyle, of course, does a great job with everything at Bloomington South and Riley. Saturday, 4:30 to 6 at the warehouse, is a middle school kind of dance marathon type activity. So excited about that. This is our first year at Jackson Creek with Project Lead the Way. That's the science, technology, engineering, and math programming. Huge thanks to Boston Scientific for a $20,000 grant to help get that kick-started. And then, you know, history is important, and all the groups have made history is important all year long. But Martin Luther King Day activities coming up will be a nice part of what we do this month.
And obviously the story that everybody wants to know, your insight on this morning, Chuck Pagano, Ryan Grigson returning to the Colts. Did Jim Irsay make the proper decision?
Yeah, you know, I'm a season ticket holder, and this is what I was hoping for, truly. You know, and I asked that classic question, Pagano, if not Pagano, who are you going to get? You know, who are you going to get? Are you going to put out $6, $8, $10 million a year to get Nick Saban, or try to get John Gruden or someone like that that's supposedly better? Are you going to go with a guy that's got the fifth highest winning percentage over the last 4 years in the NFL and just stay the course?
3-2 in the playoffs? It is. Now it's and the other thing we thought was pretty obvious as well is get Andrew Luck some protection in his line, get some better defensive players, so hopefully they've
quit drafting wide receivers.
Hopefully that was part of the father knows best discussion that Grigson and Pagano had yesterday. They are now tied at the hip through 4 years, and hopefully bigger and better things for the Colts, and hopefully a fantastic 2016 or the end of the 2015-16 school year at Jackson Creek. We'll hear you with Jim Inman eventually at some point on the Bloomington Review.
I think I'm in this week. I think he's going to the bullpen to bring me in.
That's right. After a busy holiday period, everybody's back to normal. Great job as always. We appreciate your time, and good best of luck there at Jackson Creek. We'll hear you on the airwaves soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.